This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group as at Sunday the 15th of May 2022. It looks as though the car rally action is finally back. We have provided the comms for a TRE, or Touring Road event, already this year, and now we have been invited to do so again for a rally on Saturday the 21st of May. The event will be held in the Myora Forest area to the east of Mount Gambier, and it will be a nighttime event. This is bigger than the last one, and we will need to field a bigger team of radio operators to make it work. We have been providing the communications for this event for a number of years now, although it was not run during the height of the pandemic, and it is one of my personal favourites. The communications can be a bit on the tricky side for some spots due to the terrain and also the abundance of pine plantations, which can have an attenuating effect on radio signals. With a decent antenna and a few extra watts, we are usually able to get the job done. It's really good to see events like this, and many others of course, starting to happen once again after quite a long break because of the virus. This applies especially to amateur radio hamventions, speaking of which, I will again remind you that our Surge Annual Convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships are rapidly getting closer. With the fox hunting to be conducted over Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of June on the Queen's birthday long weekend, and the convention itself to take place on Sunday the 12th of June only, we are hoping for a bumper crowd. Don't forget that if you are intending to attend our famous Sunday night dinner or to book a trader table, you should book now by sending an email to, and this is one word, surgeconvention@gmail.com. That's all one word, surgeconvention@gmail.com. Please note that we request that all bookings are paid for by Tuesday the 31st of May in order to be able to plan our catering arrangements. Payments should be made to the South East Radio Group, BSB number 633000. I'll say that again, BSB 633000, and the account number 117109199. I'll repeat, account number 117109199. Please include the reference SD, that's SD Sierra Delta, for the Sunday night dinner and your name or call sign. For trader table bookings, please use the reference TT, that's Tango Tango, and your name or call sign. For entry into the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, email Andrew at vk5kilo echo tango@wia.org.au. That's vk5ket@wia.org.au. There will be trader tables and a Surge Club table as usual. Plus, we are hoping to get lots of entries for the home brew competition, which will have categories for a wide range of skills and some good prizes on offer. That's all I have for you this week. Therefore, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi all, this is Nathan, VK5DAD from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Our recent annual buy and sell was a great success, and we thank all fellow amateur operators who attended and caught up with a lot of great friends. At our April general meeting, the members voted on adding a subtone of 91.5 to our 2 meter repeater, 146.675 VK5 RSV. With all going to plan, we will switch the Subtain on around the 29th of May 2022. Our next monthly meeting will be held on Thursday the 26th of May 2022 at 7:30 p.m. and from about 8 p.m. Jim VK5TR will be giving a tech talk on noise and squelch. This will be held at our club rooms, Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows. All are welcome. We hope to see you there. 73s from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. Here is the AHARS news for the 15th of May 2022. Barry, VK5BW, is recovering from his medical issues and has been assessed and is able to drive again. So all he has to do is wait for the Motor Vehicles Department to catch up with their paperwork. Just a quick note from Norm Lee, VK5GI. Some of you may be wondering why you have not heard from me recently. Please let all my friends know that I've just had a triple bypass cardiac surgery and am now home recovering. I'm not allowed to drive for a while and finding life frustrating. However, I'm still playing with my HW8 rig and having a ball. The new version of the calendar incorporating changes made at the last committee meeting is on the website. At the next general meeting on the 19th of May, Dean, VK5LB, will show and tell us about his antenna tuning units he has made. Sorry to Dean, he must have missed my message about the change of speaker for that night. He is the speaker for the May meeting. I'm also planning to bring along two ATUs I have. One is a simple QRP kit and the other is a very advanced automatic unit made in the 1960s. Thank you if you're one of the people who have volunteered to do a session at general meetings. Presentations usually last about 45 minutes to 1 hour and can be radio and electronic subjects or general interest topics. The local National Trust people are keen to get us to use the Watchman's House in Coromandel Valley, not far away from where we are meeting now, but the ladies who look after the shack want us to keep using the shack for as long as it is available. The next lunch at the RSL will be on Friday the 27th of May at 12 noon, and the next social gathering at the shack will be on Saturday the 28th of May at 10 a.m. We are going to start all Saturday morning sessions at 10 a.m. in future. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the shack on the four Saturdays soon. I have some interesting topics suggested in response to my call for speakers at general meetings. One of two of the topics will be more appropriate for a technical session at the shack, as it will need 2 hours to do them justice. We've been offered some storage space at the church for $45 a year, and that sounds like a good deal. A place to store our magazine collection and a few other items. I will negotiate with them soon. Wishing you all a pleasant week. Stay safe and stay away from COVID. Phil, VK5SRP.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night was the general meeting for May, and we had a guest lecturer, namely Paul, VK5PAS, and he's just retired from South Australian Police, and he gave us a lecture on the history of the South Australian Police, and also mentioned some of their most famous cases, although I think probably Notorious would be more appropriate to call them. And he also told us about his career in the South Australian Police. So, yes, thanks very much for your service in the police there, Paul. Good to have dedicated people to keep us safe. And everybody was quite absorbed with that lecture. So it was very, very good. And also a big thanks to the people who brought along some sandwiches and cakes that everybody could have afterwards with tea and coffee. So, anyway, all in all, it was a very good meeting. Now, we have got some interesting topics coming up in future meetings. On Friday, the 27th of May, we've got Rob, VK5ZRK, and Rob's going to tell us all about his Blériot model aircraft. So that should be very interesting. That will be on the meeting on Friday, the 27th of May. And the meeting on Friday, the 10th of June, will be a meeting on Zoom, and it will be Peter Parker, VK3 Yankee Echo, and his topic will be the subject of QRP antennas. So that should be very interesting, and yeah, we should learn a lot about being able to make QRP antennas from Peter. He does lots of projects that are printed in the AR magazines. And on Friday the 24th of June, Grant, BK5GR, will be giving us the lowdown on contesting in the VHF and UHF bands. So that will be Friday the 24th of June for a talk about contesting. And don't forget, of course, we've got our regular nets going during the week on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on the Houghton Repeater. It's the Coffee Corona Club net, and that's always a good way to start the day before going to the Tea Tree Gully Library and having a coffee in the library there. So yeah, come on up and have a chat on the Coffee Corona net. And of course, every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network, it's time for the F Troop. I got to do the F Troop last Friday because Tony wasn't able to make it, so I was the backstop, and we had a good chat together. So that's the F Troop net every Fridays, 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater System. Well, that's all for this week, and hope you've had a good week and are staying safe. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow radio hobbyist. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee. The Wison South Australia social get-together and the annual AGM was held on Saturday the 7th of May, down at the Scout Centre for Adventures Activities at North Goonoog, and a very dynamic and motivated committee was elected, and a great free barbecue lunch was had by all who attended. A special thank you goes out to Scouts SA for permitting Wison SA to use their great facilities down at North Goonoog. The Wison Australian Committee now consists of President Lewis Coleshill, VK5FLY, Vice President and Treasurer David Wilson, VK5LSB, Secretary Philip Nicarad, VK5PKN, Public Officer John Elliott, VK5EMI, and five committee members consisting of Arno Atima, VK5ZAR, who also looks after the Wison South Australian webpage and Facebook page group, Rob Williams, VK5BRO, Robert Stubbs, VK5HRS, Tony Green, VK5FBIC, and Annal Harley, VK5MAD. And I can tell you now, it's a very dynamic committee and with lots of skills on board. Wison South Australia is also seeking more volunteers to assist in radio communications and logistic support for the upcoming Rally of the Heartland, which is being held on the 3rd to the 5th of June 2022 at Barra the Mid-North. And this event is not to be missed. So if you're interested in assisting this event, please contact me on vk5lsb at wia.org.au. I say again, my email address is vk5lsb at wia.org.au, and look forward to volunteering alongside of you at this event. And a financial reimbursement donation will be provided to all WISE Australian volunteers who assist on this weekend to assist with the fuel costs, etc., as the committee feels that no volunteer should be financially disadvantaged by volunteering. WISE in South Australia has also been accredited as a not-for-profit charitable organisation by the federal government under the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission, commonly referred to as the ACNC organisation. What this means for the organisation is that it will make it easy for WISE South Australia to apply for grants, but also members of the general public can make financial donations and bequeathments to WISE in SA, and all donations are tax deductible by persons making the donation, so exciting times lay ahead for WISE South Australia. This weekend, WISE South Australia are assisting the True Grit event at Cadell, and Nick McLean, former WISE South Australian president, has flown over from New South Wales to assist the True Grit organisers by providing assisting with radio communications for the event. The committee of WISE Australia expressed its gratitude to Nick McLean, VK2KXN, for making the journey from New South Wales to assist us. On that note, this has been David, VK5LSB, saying thanks for listening, stay safe, and 73 till next time we meet. Cheers all.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.